KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
A protest over what's believed to be housing has flared up on the M19 near Reservoir Hills west of Durban. It's understood at this stage that residents from a nearby informal settlement have blocked the road with burning debris. The area's councillor, Alicia Kisun, says demand for land has been an ongoing issue in the area. Kisun says residents have approached her for permission to build homes on municipal-owned land.
I said, well, I can't give you permission, you've got to go to housing. So they went to housing, and housing told them no. They've been trying to build for the last 4 days, and housing just keeps coming and demolishing the structures. So they have threatened that if their structures keep getting demolished, they're going to protest.
She says the protest action is as a result of empty promises.
These are human beings, and they need to make decisions for their own lives. And by holding them in limbo all the time with these false promises, we've been doing it for years, and we actually, the time has come for it to stop, because people cannot, you know, be treated like this. They need firm answers.
Authorities are cautioning that the area is currently a no-go zone. National Police say a team comprising of senior police, the Hawks, and crime intelligence are currently in Brazil. It's to deal with a rise in drug busts on vessels coming into KZN's ports from the country in South America. National Police Commissioner Fanny Masemola says they've seized drugs with a street value of more than 1.5 billion rand in KwaZulu-Natal since October last year. The largest consignment seized was at the Durban harbour, valued at 115 million rand in December, believed to have come from Brazil. This week, the Hawks confiscated 15 million rand worth of cocaine aboard a ship from Colombia at the Richards Bay port. Masemola says the trend of drugs coming from South America is a problem, but they are working with their counterparts to fight the scourge.
They are in Brazil on exchange of information. They are there as we speak to go and tighten relations so that we know what is happening within this ocean between us, so that we can make sure that whatever comes here, we arrest it. Whether it's drugs alone or it's with people, we arrest it before it gets to
And abroad, the U.S. Senate has approved legislation that could see social media app TikTok shut out of the American market unless its Chinese owners sell its stake within a year. The bill, which could trigger the rare step of barring a company from operating in the U.S. market, passed the Senate by a 79-18 vote. U.S. and other Western officials have voiced alarm over the popularity of TikTok with young people, alleging it allows China to collect data and spy on users. It has 170 million users in the United States alone. Durban, a high of 27 today, Pietermaritzburg 28, Richards Bay 29. For the Newswatch team, I'm Nushera Sudial.
And coming up in your sports, we have more Premier League action to look forward to tonight. Newcastle, Liverpool and United all kicking off at 9 tonight. Springbok prop Stephen Kitsoff, he's been ruled out for the rest of the rugby season. And if you missed it earlier, Sundowns make it 46 matches unbeaten in the DStv Prem.